Mickey Big Breakfast Show presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The captain and crew are going to join the ever-growing brigade and put in for funding from the HIE. The captain surprised everyone with his announcement that what they should be claiming for is a new ship. All bright and colourful, with no doors hanging off, how hard could it be to get funding for such a noble project? We're about to find out, I think.
Oh, what time is it?
It's 6:30, my pet.
In the evening?
No, in the morning. Remember, the captain asked us all to gather in the restaurant to start going over the forms for the application for the funding.
Ah, I thought he just meant sometime the day. No, at this unearthly hour.
Morning.
You sound bright and breezy, Crawford.
Aye, well, I didn't go to my bed last night.
Oh, whose bed did you go to?
You're very funny. No, I was awake all night thinking about our new ship.
Jeez, we haven't even filled out the new forms yet.
I know, but I'm still excited.
Morning.
Good morning, my love, and how are you this morning?
I am tired, Maggie. The captain kept me awake all night, tossing in his bed.
Oh, a nice big steaming cup of coffee will cure that, my pet. Here you are.
Thanks, Maggie. You know, if ever I had a mother, I'd love her to be like you. I'd like it if you mothered me.
Well, they big bazookas should smother you, nay, mother you.
And I don't hear you complaining about my bazookas.
Morning, everyone.
Oh, thank God for that.
Everyone's fine and well this bright and beautiful morning.
We were just saying who we love to be up at this hour of the day.
Good, good. Now, Maggie, if you could supply me with a huge big cup of your finest coffee, we'll get down to it. Now, I've gone through the 40-odd pages of this form and filled in the bits I could.
What bits were they?
Our name and address. Now, the other bits need to have input from all of you. I take it the others will be here soon.
The bosser says you pay him for 40 hours and you're not getting any extra. Sandy woke up but fell asleep again as he was getting into his trousers. The Eriskinoys have just gone to bed, but they say they will be here about noon.
Splendid. Then let's dive in and see what we can fill in without them. First question.
Excuse me, Captain, but would you say my bazookas look bigger than normal in this tank top?
To be perfectly honest, Maggie, I couldn't really say. They always look proud and attentive at the best of times. But can they wait until we get this form tackled?
Of course they can. If Crawford could take his eyes off them.
Sorry, Maggie. Force a habit.
Right. First question. Name or title of project or event? Well, I think we all agree it is a project. But what to call it?
How about money for new ship?
I think that sums it up. Right then. Money for new ship. Next question. Please provide a brief outline of your project or event.
I think you should put that we are about to sink and need something new to float on.
We're not about to sink, woman.
I know that. You know that. But they don't. You have to exaggerate on these things. Just like when my old grandmother in Barra put in her insurance claim for new dentures. She told them she was out at night collecting the water from the well about 2 miles from her home, and she was attacked by a wild bear who took the teeth from her mouth and left her for dead.
That's dreadful.
And what really happened?
She sneezed at the sink and they flew out of her mouth and smashed against the drainer. But she got her money and replacement teeth.
We'll put that down for now. Now, next question. How much funding do you wish to apply for?
The lot. As much as they want to give us.
I think you have to be a bit more specific. How much is a new ferry?
I've been looking it up on the internet, and they range from about £2 million for the top of the range model down to one like this one, which they pay you to take away.
Oh, I don't think we want to be too greedy.
Oh, I know. Everyone else is.
Well, I'm not everyone. I mean, everyone else. I say we split the difference and put down £1 million. Is that okay?
£1 million? Just think of the utensils I could get for that.
Next question. Please specify how funding from the HIE would be used. What a stupid question. I've just told them to buy a ferry. Next.
And so it goes on and on and on until the captain calls for an hour's break to rest everyone's brain cells. Well, those who have them, at any rate.
Oh, the questions. It's doing my head in.
I wouldn't worry, but some of them are so daft. What about the one asking,
how it would contribute to the development of the community. Have they never travelled on the late night ferry on a Saturday night? The amount of nookie that goes on, the community certainly does develop.
I think we should have notices about that posted around the ferry. I think it is disgraceful. All those young girls in their skirts that have no more material than a scarf in them. You can see their desperation.
That's no way you can see when they go up the stairs to the deck.
Scotty, how would you like it if one of them was your daughter? Out there showing her bits. I prefer to keep it covered and save the mystery of my delights for a special occasion. As my old grandmother in Barra used to say, the bigger the cheese, the bigger the smell.
There's no mystery to your bits. You're forever flaunting the broom in the cabin.
I have to get washed. I don't see your bits being flaunted all that often. They must be begging for a wash.
You leave my bits out of this. They're fine. I have the full use of the Reverend's porthole. There are things we men have to keep to ourselves, you can.
Maggie, what did that question mean about local venues and people giving their support? Which local people and what type of support? Is it like a trust?
Oh, that was another of those stupid questions. They only have to look at what we're asking for to see how the people would support it. It's a ferry. People would ferry themselves.
You ken what gets my craw mair than onitin'. It's the fact that someone was paid to sit down and come up with all these daft questions. I'll do it, it'll pay me.
Alas, no one has asked Scotty to make up the questions for the local funding. However, the captain has regathered the group, who are now joined by the Eriskinoys and the purser. Sandy was on his way, but he fell asleep at the door.
Thank you for coming back, or just thank you for coming to those who didn't come before. Anyway, just a few more questions to answer on this form and we can send it away. First question is, do you have a website? If not, would you be claiming for that also? Well, we don't have a website at the moment, but that might be quite good for us, don't you think?
Oh, I'd be a bit weary of those newfangled things. I'm told people can see you when you're sitting typing away, minding your own business. I'd hate anyone to see me improperly dressed.
Oh, they see you like that every day, woman. You're always improperly dressed. You can't call dungarees and a tank top the height of fashion.
I'll have you know these dungarees were given to me by Rona Cameron herself. She got a new pair, and the tank top is an original Dammert.
We've got one.
Pardon?
We've got one. A website. It's www.nakedflugelhornplayer.co.uk.
Naked Flugelhorn Player?
If you want to get people interested, you have to bend the truth a bit to get them intrigued. We don't even have a flugelhorn.
What you saying?
I'm saying we don't have a flugelhorn.
What?
We don't have the horn.
No, say early in the morning, I don't know.
I don't know about a horn. He needs a trumpet stuck in his oral entry.
Quite. Well, website it is. We have to add the amount it would cost. Any ideas?
Aye, 2,000.
3,000.
4,000.
I think you'll find it's about £5,000.
How do you know that?
My sister's son dabbles in this stuff, and he told me that it's what he charged his last clients. But you have to keep it quiet. They don't want everyone finding out.
Well, for that, I'd want it all singing and all dancing. £5,000. What an outrage. Okay, 5,000 it is. Now, last question. What will this project bring to the Gaelic culture?
There had to be one question about Gaelic, didn't there? Nay Gaelic, nay funding.
Oh, I don't think it depends on the Gaelic aspect, Scotty. I just think they would like there to be one. Maggie?
Well, as my old grandmother in Barra would say, share scuth na scanig, ach share scanig na biogva agal.
I'm sure someone would understand that last statement. Don't be writing in for translations, as I have this feeling it may not be pleasant. So the form is complete, and the captain seals the envelope, and off it goes. What happens next? Will the Glenmidden ever be able to afford its own website? Will Dolly Mixtures ever be sold over the counter? These questions and more will be completely overlooked in next week's same time, same channels version of the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.